about it, why are they so loud when they have such big ears?
As you might have noticed, the brand new website is now up. It was a little later than expected because of some issues we had last night, but we're on our fancy new servers.
I tested the design on a few people before we launched it, and all the feedback was negative.
Yes.
So if you don't...
I've only heard negative feedback on it as well, so...
If you don't like the site, then TS.
The forums have changed as well, and we have new icons. Yeah, so thanks a lot. We better put a big plug in. Thanks a lot to the guys at Jumba for providing our brand new servers. Pahami Brothers all the way in Australia now, so it should be much faster for everyone and shouldn't crash. You know, we're hoping.
Okay, first topic is Gretel on Rove.
I think it should be, the title of this segment should be Gretel snorts crack and goes on talk show. What was she even talking about? I've always thought that Gretel was supposed to go on Rove to tell us about the house and show us bits of the carpet and things like that. Obviously, Big Brother is too cheap to put the housemates in lockdown like a week before. She's putting them on Tuesday, so we didn't get anything. So really, I just lost 7 minutes and 12 seconds out of my life watching her babble on about her Peugeot and how she wants to be a donkey. I think that's what she was saying.
I seriously don't understand where she was coming from there. We don't really care about Gretel's life. We want to hear about Big Brother, and she came on the show, and Rove sort of tried to segue into Big Brother first by asking, so what do you do during the off-season? And she goes off on this entire tangent, like...
About how a car won't start, and...
Literally, it was like this. Oh, so, during the off-season, it was all dangerous because the Prime Minister, and then I was driving down the road in my Peugeot, so I had to call up a guy about the Peugeot, and he offered me a party for $700. Then I was doing an assignment, and why do donkeys have such big ears? And I went to Italy.
Yeah, I think she also threw in there about how she was being communicated to by dead people. So, you know, if that doesn't scream coke whore next Whitney Houston, I don't know what does.
She wasn't communicating with dead people. She was just looking in the mirror and got confused.
I think she's had boob implants. Even on the new ads, when it's got the down angle, her chest is huge. So she didn't want to get the bags under her eyes fixed, but she got some other things fixed.
It's not even... Back to the Rove interview. It's not even what she said. It's just... She seriously was talking like she was on crack. She was just all over the place. She wasn't even taking a breath. I swear, I only saw it on YouTube, so the video quality wasn't that great. But I swear, like, she was sweating halfway through the interview. Like, all those drugs got her heart rate up.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to find the words to try and comprehend why she was talking about donkey ears and making donkey sounds.
She's trying to get in touch with the animal side. One good thing, though, we found out she was talking to a newspaper. I don't remember which one, sorry. But she was saying about how she's got a new fashion designer or something like that this year, and how dressing her is a complete nightmare. But she looked all right on Rove. Like, she didn't look like trash. So,
well, Rove's producers probably insisted that their wardrobe people dress her.
You know, she was all right. So we'll see next Sunday what wonders she has for us, her and her design team.
Really, I just got to say again, that interview was a disaster.
If you haven't got it, go to our thread on the forum and click the YouTube link or the link that I posted and watch it. Like, if you've got 7 minutes where, maybe have absolutely nothing to do and want to watch drug-induced reality TV hosts, really, it's quality viewing.
Speaking of Gretel, we actually got another voicemail from her.
Yes, our voicemail lines aren't even working, but she managed to call in. This girl is doing wonders. So, let's cue that one up.
Give me the respect that I'm entitled to!
So, with the launch of the new site, we've got a whole bunch of rumours that we've received. And if you haven't read them, here's a couple of them. Our first rumour is that the live stream, or this isn't really rumour, it's sort of to be expected, the live stream is being heavily delayed and censored this year.
Oh, that's pretty much confirmed, that one.
Yeah, expect lots of sudden feed cuts. Yeah, we can... It's been starting to go downhill since, like, the start of last series. and it's they probably think, oh, well, we can use that, you know, well, this happened earlier in the house, that you know, people enjoy seeing that, but it's just what we saw on The Daily Show.
We have some fantastic footage of birds on the roof.
I think they should bring back pool cam, because that was more interesting than seeing what went on in the house. Next is, there is definitely a female Big Brother this year. So those people who watch international series.
Oh, finally!
I think there was one in series one. I remember someone talking about it. There was a female Big Brother. So there's a female voice, but it must be called Big Brother again.
Not only to keep the housemates sane, for not hearing the same voice constantly. It's just variety for us as viewers as well.
True. What's next? The house is still the same basic design. There are not two houses.
Mm.
Amazing. They haven't done that before. It doesn't have more than one level, and there is no underground room or anything like that. The bedroom is blue and has a big, ugly art piece made of jeans or pictures of jeans. And the beds are mostly singles laid out head to head, but there are one or two doubles, which is interesting because in the last series, they were all doubles, and there was all this big hoo-ha about, ooh, the housemates can have sleep to each other, next to each other, they don't know each other yet.
It never turns out to be anything of particular, like, conflict anyway.
The people that sleep together just become, like, the best friends, usually.
And what I'd like to see is one giant, like, communal mattress. Like, the entire floor is made of mattress.
With just some pillows and a huge blanket.
Yeah. A huge blanket. That would be quite good. I never thought of the huge blanket.
It'd cause lots of kerfuffle because you're stealing my blanket. The lounge room has blue couches. Amazing news there. The diary room is red and brown with a yellow chair. The kitchen is normal, but here's some great news, guys. There are three different bins for waste. Wow. Well, we did in one of those ads and on the new official website, which we'll talk about in a minute, they did say that the house is all eco-friendly, so that wouldn't surprise me.
It has to be because Queensland's on level 4 water restrictions, yada, yada, yada.
Right.
And it'll be interesting to see what the deal is with the pool.
The pool. There is a small... Oh, this one's interesting. There's a small red padded room that housemates can get into by crawling through a wall hatch near the kitchen. This one, yes, interesting. Kind of iffy about it.
No, I'm... This is promising. Because, like, when the housemates discover it or it's revealed to them or something...
In a one-hour special.
And they have an SMS vote to decide whether they'll reveal...
Which housemates should go in.
Should we reveal the padded room? Anyway, I'm assuming that the padded room will be available to the housemates anytime. So it would be a good place for... Say if people want to have a private conversation, bitching and backstabbing, they have a private room to go and do it.
And probably with great camera angles as well. I can just imagine the camera angle of them crawling in, lots of butt crack coming out, maybe. Yes, that's our red padded room. That's the most interesting thing. Also, the yard has a vegetable garden, bringing back memories of Big Brother Season 2. The sauna is accessed in the yard this year. The pool and the spa are still there. Some tasks will be animal related. That happened last year.
All the housemates are animals anyway.
And Gretel, she's turning into a donkey. Aww. And what was the other thing? There was a photo released by one of the newspapers, an overhead photo. It's on the forum somewhere. And it looks like the backyard hasn't really changed much at all. Everything's sort of in the same spot. I don't see how the sauna is going to be outside because it was quite far into the bedroom.
It'll still be inside. It's just the door will be outside.
I don't know. Anyway.
Anyway, I want to talk about that. I don't know if that room, I don't know if it's fake or not, but the old obsessive compulsive housemate.
Oh, well, I'm confused. First, the newspaper was saying, yes, there is definitely an OCD person going into the house and... They posted this on their website and said that they spoke to someone from Big Brother about it. And then it came out that they weren't putting one in there and Big Brother explicitly denied that there was an OCD housemate going in there. So I'm kind of confused.
Sadly, I feel that it's true and it was leaked to the newspaper and Big Brother saying no because it ruined one of their big twists.
But I don't see why that is such a huge thing anyway. Everyone must have a mild case of OCD, unless they're trying to go for the like whole Pete Tourette's Big Brother UK thing, which wouldn't surprise me.
Yes, about that.
It's close.
You're going to get me on a rant again. If they do have a housemate with OCD, it's just yet another example of ripping off Big Brother UK.
But
Yeah. And it's a poor... They had a person with Tourette's, and he won the series last year in the UK.
And probably drew in a lot of votes and watches and things like that.
But it wasn't even the Tourette's that made him win. The Tourette's was a novelty that lasted maybe a couple weeks.
Mm.
But the reason the housemate won was because he was a really, really nice guy, and he was really charming and great personality, but despite the Tourette's.
Why they would advertise, oh, there's someone with OCD going in, or why that's such a huge deal? Why can't it just come out in the show? Does it have to be a huge twist? If it's true, does it have to be a huge twist, and does it have to be, oh my God, there's someone with OCD? Why can't it just be something that the person reveals? Or not reveals, it's not even something to be revealed. That makes it look bad. Like, just something that comes out in due time with the house. That's what the whole Big Brother concept is about.
The problem is, too, because we know Big Brother Australia, the producers are very... protective is the right word. They wouldn't put a person with full-on OCD. I don't know how you rate OCD, but put somebody with maximum of OCD in the house, because it's just
huge. Little children huge watch the show.
Risk management for them. They'd put in somebody who needs to maybe wash their hands 3 times over, which is boring.
Yeah. Maybe we'll have hand cam or like wash basin camera or something like that.
You have to pay extra for wash basin camera.
Talking about money, the Big Brother official website launched, I know, yesterday, the day before. They beat us to it. But,
it's... Well, they don't have any content yet.
The only thing there is a registration page, and the Big Brother website this year is all linked to the 10 website. So when you sign up for Big Brother, you sign up for everything else that 10 signs up for. That 10 show. And you can sign up for premium, which is $39.95 this year. And there's this big spiel about when you sign up, it says premium live camera or something like that, but it's in inverted commas. So, I mean, really, they could mean whatever they want to mean there. But yeah, it's $39.95, and the system's kind of dodgy at the moment. Because once you register, if you don't register for premium, you can't go back and change it. Well, I can't, because I can't edit my membership. I can't edit my name.
I used the back button and got this full-on coding error that you're not supposed to see. I don't know. Just to draw some comparisons, both the official site and our sites got overloaded a fair bit last year. I'm interested to see if the official site's going to handle it, because we've certainly taken steps to try and do it. Jumba.com.au.
What was that, Jumba.com.au? No, well, the site, I don't know. Moving on from that, though, a little bit, because I don't have anything to say about that. But the design of the site this year is exactly the same. Well, not exactly. The background changed, I think.
They changed it to a different shade of grey. They've changed it so that it conforms, I guess you could say, to the rest of Channel 10's websites. But Channel 10 has a really crappy website now to begin with. So you can't go very far with when you start with a pile of crap.
Oh yeah, and if you want to have some fun, just click the links at the bottom of the page. They don't work. Because usually when the site goes up, they have a link at the bottom that says partners or something similar to that. And you can click it and you can see all the people that have provided stuff for the house. That's how we found out like the brand of the barbecue and things like that. But this year, they don't work. So just bring it up. Does it say partners or...
We're just checking it now. We've got the computer on.
It was on before it redirects you to the new website or something similar. Yeah, I don't know. It talks about the partners, but that link didn't work and now it's gone. Okay, take back everything I just said.
I love how they have quotes from Channel 10 personalities.
Celebrities.
And some rugby players. Oh, and the guy from Kiss Chasey.
Oh, and AJ Adro, the host of The Biggest Loser. Oh. She's probably just pissed that her show is going to end and she's going to have nothing to do for, like, another 12 months until a new show starts.
Well, she's a better host than Gretel, sort of.
I don't know. I have a secret love for Gretel.
What?
No. Just because I think she's all right. I mean, yeah, she likes to take coke before she goes on shows, but...
This page is so boring. It's just grey.
What does it say about the house? Just it's environmentally friendly.
Yep.
Oh, he may have gone green, but he's no couch slouching long haired hippie. Let it be known, Big Brother is still as tough, if not tougher than ever.
Mm-hmm.
I did hear a rumor that there's no prize money at the start, and then they earn their way up to the prize money. But
that'd be okay.
It would be right, but they'd never earn anything. There'd be no money.
Good.
the winner would come out. Yay, I've won. Hey, here's 5 cents and a Peugeot.
And a donkey.
Yeah. I don't know if it's still up anymore, but on the Big Brother websites where they've got the winners of the Starburst competition, Jazz, and the ones who have, I guess, gone through the process or whatever it is. Oh, no, wait, not that link.
Where do you want me to go?
That one. Click here for current winners.
Oh.
On the old Big Brother website, before it redirects you, you can have a look at the current winners of the Golden Key by that... What's that? Lolly's company? Allen's, I think it is. And it's got little blurbs about all the winners. I think there's 52 or something added up today. They're all quite old. I think there's only 13 that are under 18 to 24, and a lot of them are much older. And they're just... small quotes about
them.
We've
got some 18 and 19 year olds here.
Yeah. There's only like two from WA, which I was quite annoyed about. There's just, look, Michael, 32, New South Wales, Sagittarius. I'm a lover, not a fighter. I like making everyone feel comfortable. Beth, Victoria, 18. And the photos are, the blurred out photos or whatever they are, the shadowed photos are exactly the same for every person. So I think we're going to have clones. There was also this, where's the thing? This thing from TV Week. TV Week have released some facts and figures. Well, what's true and what's not true? This is TV Week, so take it with a like bottle of salt or something similar.
A bottle of salt.
A bottle of salt. Take that back. Things that TV Week say that are facts are every single housemate who has been chosen has something unique about them.
Oh,
I think isn't everyone unique? They have all put themselves into situations that have given them broad life experiences.
Oh.
BDSM. The hot water is solar powered.
Oh.
Friday Night Live is the same.
Oh.
But live nominations may not be Monday night anymore. Oh. Rumours. No prize money. That's where that came from. TV Week. A family of four will enter, keeping their relationship a secret.
That's not new.
Ooh, I'm getting a little bit of deja vu here. One housemate doesn't speak English.
That's a stupid rumour. It's obviously not true.
They're not allowed to speak any other language but English in the house, so dumb.
How can you have a television programme in Australia where the people don't speak... Oh, I don't know.
Why would TV Week even print that? One housemate is deaf? Yeah, no, I don't think so. How are they supposed to communicate with other housemates? They'd just be ostracised from the word go.
Unless they can read lips and be able to speak. Which is possible.
Maybe it's Helen Keller. One housemate is allowed to bring in a pet with them. Not going to happen.
No, that's stupid.
Already tried it in Big Brother 2 and the little dog went crazy. Or was it Big Brother 1? Big Brother 1.
It was 1.
There will be a mass eviction halfway through, culling 5 housemates. This one is interesting because there was a rumour that there was going to be a shitload of housemates this year, something like 30, which wouldn't surprise me. We got close to it last year. We've only got 3 months for a season, so culling 5 housemates might actually work. And I think it would be really fun. Especially if they sort of said, it's time to go John, Mary, Louise, and Emily. And got rid of them all in one hit. So they all think, oh, there's only one of us going. And then a whole shitload of them go. Like, so not put everyone up for nomination and then just let everyone vote. Great way to bring in votes, Big Brother. Take this, write this down. Hey, don't we have a new producer this year?
Yes, we do. His name is Tim Tony.
Tim Tony. So he apparently, he was... part of the show last year, but I think he had a lot to do with adults only or something.
Yeah.
So maybe the show...
The thing about this new producer, he was sort of in charge of adults only last year. So I wonder what the show's going to be like this year with him as the main producer.
Maybe he'll try and push the boundaries a little bit for the 7:30 time slot or 7 o'clock time slot, whatever it is.
Somehow
Do we even know it's on at 7 o'clock? So yeah, that'll be interesting, but I don't know if Chris Noble is completely gone. We'll have to wait till we see the credits. I don't know if he's completely gone, let's hope. But, you know, new producer could bring some new spark into the house.
So, about 2 weeks ago, I got turkey slapped. No, actually, I had another Big Brother housemate sighting. I was at, in the last episode, you remember Vid mentioned Liquid's nightclub in Rockingham? Well, I was at Liquid's.
Amazing place.
Yep. Anyway,
You get stabbed at the door.
I was with a mutual friend of ours, and we were standing in line, and I said to her, I bet we're going to walk in and have a Big Brother moment. And who do we see at the door just as we enter? It's Ashley. And he still had people coming up to him and shaking his hand and going, oh man, I saw you on TV, congratulations. He didn't really do anything.
He got kicked out.
I don't know why he's being congratulated, but I'm... Well, maybe maybe congratulating Ashley for sticking up to the shit that Big Brother pulled on them.
So next, as we all know, next Saturday is the actual launch. It's pre-recorded, it's shown on Sunday, then, you know, we get the Daily Show on Monday. That's the only way it can work. So, if you don't want to be spoiled, the housemate, we've got some things planned. So, like last year, if you don't want to be spoiled, you don't want to know the housemates, you don't want to know if there's any big secrets.
Do we actually
secrets.
Have anyone going to the launch this year?
Yeah, we've got like 6 people.
Oh, because I didn't check. I've been busy making the site and I didn't check.
Yes, we have little goons running along to the launch. So stay away from the website on Saturday and all of Sunday if you don't want to be spoiled. Otherwise, join us all for the fun and festivities. The forums will be open. IRC chat room is a lot of fun on launch nights, and there's little extra things you can get if you visit them.
And hopefully the forums won't crash over the weekend because we've pumped a lot of resources into it. Jumper.com.au. And we should be opening registrations. For those of you who don't have an account on the forums, regos should be open soon.
And register and post and sign up. And don't post bollocks. Just...
intelligent discussion, please, about yes. Gretel being a donkey. Oh, and one final note. The podcast voicemail lines will be up soon. We're working on that as well.
Oh, yes.
They're not working at the moment, so don't try and call.
Currently, Gretel is the only one that can get through. Some sort of glitch with her mobile phone or something. Yeah, so those should be fixed by the opening, and then you can start calling in, leaving us messages, and you can be featured on the show. Da-na-na. Other than that, enjoy the new site.
Bye.
Hey, do you want to use Gretel as the... instead of the shoe? We use Gretel.